Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we're going to enjoy this one first. You know, I think it's super special, a little extra special to get the ball to Jimmy there on the last third down because he was in Seattle, you know, for a few years. You know, we'll enjoy this one tonight and we'll get on to San Francisco, and they're a great football team. They've had a fantastic year. You know, I think this is the two best teams in the NFC, and we're going to have to go out there and get a win.
Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. That's the voice of Aaron Rodgers. And on the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out now on Radio.com/home, or search Home on Radio.com. app. And Ross joins us on the El Pamonte Ford hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Good morning, Ross.
Morning, fellas. I am fantastic. Ready to rock and roll.
Well, you had an up-close look at what the Titans were able to do against the Ravens, and a pretty extraordinary to see that team. And I didn't know this. I guess it's the first time since Denver won a Super Bowl that a team has come in and beat last year's champion and then taken out the number one seed. So I don't know yet. You know, I mean, that Chiefs team, that was a crazy game, one of the wildest first halves I've ever seen in the NFL playoffs. But can the Titans keep the magic going? What when you look at them, what do you think of this matchup?
Well, I think that the Titans probably have the best formula that anybody could have to beat the Chiefs. And you're right. What the Titans have done, it's pretty incredible. I mean, to go to New England and beat Brady and Belichick up there, and then the Ravens had won 12 straight. The Ravens were 14-2, the number one seed. You look at the numbers for the Ravens, it was ridiculous. Broke the NFL record for rushing. Lamar Jackson, 43 touchdowns. And that was no fluke. And honestly, you know, being in the booth for that one, my big takeaway, I just could not believe how quickly the Ravens seemingly abandoned what had gotten them success all year. I mean, they tried to start to throw the ball on first down all the time. What I love about the Titans is a couple things. Like, as a former player, you like to believe that you always have a chance when you go out there, and for them to be big underdogs and win 2 weeks in a row, it's awesome. You know, like, that's why you actually play the games. Plus, it's almost like they're playing with house money. I mean, they're out here throwing Derrick Henry, you know, halfback passes for touchdowns. They're taking shots. Ryan Tannehill's running the speed option for a touchdown. They're kind of a fun team to watch. And when they get Derrick Henry going downhill, we talked about how, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a game like that Texans-Chiefs game. I can't compare many guys ever to Derrick Henry. I mean, he's all of 250 pounds. And with that guy, I mean, I don't know if it's Bo Jackson or Christian Okoye or a faster Brandon Jacobs, but I don't know if you guys ever met him. He looks like a DN. I mean, he could easily be a tight end in terms of his body.
Ross, when you look at the NFC game, and that's one I think you'll be covering on Sunday, and you see the 49ers pass rush and how effective it was against the Vikings and dominated with six sacks, how do the Packers combat that? Is it just enough to say, well, you know what, they have Aaron Rodgers and he's magical and he's good in these moments and he's going back to Northern California? Or schematically, is there something Matt LaFleur can do?
Well, so clearly, you know, Aaron is going to be dialed in for this one. It's kind of unbelievable, you know, he's at this age and he's only gotten to one Super Bowl with, for the last 12 years, whatever it is, people saying he's arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. I think he recognizes how few and far between these opportunities are, and this is a golden one for him. But I still think he's going to struggle unless they can run the football a little bit. I'm not saying, oh, you got to establish the run. I just think that if they're dropping back all game, and if they can't run the ball a lick and they're not efficient running it and they just start to throw it, I think it could get ugly. You know, now that the Niners got Dee Ford back, they looked a lot more like the defense we saw the first 12 weeks of the year. They just come at you in waves with Bosa and Ford and Buckner and Armstead. I mean, they're all first-round picks across the board. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I really believe after quarterback, defensive line's the second most important position in the NFL. I think offensive line's important, but you can scheme offensive line a little bit more to protect those guys. It's really hard to scheme D-line. You kind of have to have studs. You have to have dudes, and usually those guys are drafted in the first round like the Niners have. So I would say if LaFleur can help Aaron Rodgers, it's probably by trying to figure out a way to get the running game going early. Because if they're in a bunch of obvious drop-back passing situations, I think the Packers will get run over, kind of like they did in that primetime game, you know, when these teams met in the regular season.
Okay, I think the defensive line is the best in football. And, you know, I know the numbers are insane when Ford and Bosa are together and Ford's back, as you say. But Bosa, he's the best Bosa. I mean, he's the better Bosa. He was really, really good in that game.
He's a terrific player. They're both really good, I would say, certainly based on what they did as rookies, and maybe even right now, that Nick Bosa's the better Bosa. What I think is crazy, and I know you guys being in Chicago have probably talked about this, but this is the first time in a long time that the Packers can win with their defense. You know, Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith both had two sacks of Russell Wilson. Kenny Clark got a sack. And there's also been games this year where for the first time in a long time, the Packers can win with their running game. They still have Aaron Rodgers. They're 14-3 this year. And yet people still don't really think they're that good. You know, think about all the years, right, where they had Aaron Rodgers and we would say, man, if they had a defense, or man, if they had a running game. They have both. And they have Aaron Rodgers. And they're still, what, like 7.5-point underdog? It's kind of unbelievable if you think about it, given, you know, what we've thought of that team over the last decade plus.
Ross, here in Chicago, the Bears are busy adding to their offensive coaching staff. And one of the guys they hired yesterday, you know well from covering the Eagles, John DeFilippo, joins the Bears staff as a quarterback's coach. And he's somebody who has had trouble keeping jobs lately. I mean, the Jaguars got rid of him. The Vikings had fired him. Since he left Philadelphia, things haven't gone great. What did he do well in Philadelphia, though, that you remember?
Well, he was the quarterback coach, but also integral with the game plan with Frank Reich and Doug Peterson in 2017 when they won the Super Bowl. And that's the year, if you remember, that Carson Wentz was able to be the MVP of the league until he got hurt. I mean, I think everybody thinks he was going to be the MVP until he got hurt in December against the LA Rams. And so what people in Philadelphia talk about is that it feels like Wentz's mechanics haven't been as good, haven't been the same since then. You know, when you watch him, he'll throw off his back foot. He won't protect the football as well. His feet won't be set. That was not the case with DeFilippo. You know, DeFilippo is really known as being a stickler for quarterback mechanics, and it's kind of crazy because yesterday I was on WIP in Philadelphia, and they have an offensive coordinator vacancy, and they said, Ross, do you want DeFilippo back? I said, yeah. I said, I don't know if he necessarily has to be the offensive coordinator, but Carson Wentz clearly played his best football with DeFilippo as his everyday quarterback coach. So for the Bears to get him to work with Trubisky and or maybe somebody else, I think is a huge positive for the Bears. I mean, whatever Trubisky can be, even if DeFilippo hasn't had as much success as a coordinator, pretty much everybody sings his praises as a quarterback coach. And he'll be working with Trubisky every single day because sometimes Trubisky has mechanical issues as well.
Interesting. You know, there's a feeling that they've, you know, they signed a lot of guys that were kind of out of work that he was recently fired. The three guys they got earlier, Juan Castillo, who maybe you know him from Philly. He was the defensive coordinator. What? Also, obviously, they signed Barone as the tight ends coach and Bill Lazor is the offensive coordinator. They were all off for a year. And DeFilippo at least comes here from recency in the league.
Yeah, it's funny. I know like all those guys. Yeah. I mean, Lazor was the quarterback coach my last year in the NFL with the Redskins in 2007. He's very bright. He actually did a lot of consulting work for Penn State last year in his year off. We mentioned DeFilippo. Castillo, that one surprised me. I think Harry Hiestand is an excellent offensive line coach. I was really surprised three of the five guys on the first team All-Pro team played for Harry Hiestand in college. I mean, I was really surprised by that one. But the other ones I think are good hires, and I think there's value in Lazor having been at the college game and all the RPO stuff, you know, that Penn State did last year. And as for DeFilippo, I don't know why the Jags got rid of him. I mean, I thought he did a pretty darn good job with Gardner Minshew. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gardner Minshew put up nice numbers for a rookie sixth-round pick. I don't know if it was a personality conflict or what, but I thought that was weird.
You know, can I just ask you quickly? This went through my head. This idea that Bill O'Brien had to call a fake punt because he said he had to score 50 points. Does Vrabel have to score 50 points? What does Vrabel go into this game thinking? I thought Bill O'Brien, I thought it was nonsensical. I thought he made a bad call and then he was defending it. But if there is this feeling that Kansas City is going to run up the score, what do you have to go into it thinking we got to take chances?
Well, and by the way, Mully, a lot of people have talked about Bill O'Brien not going for it when he kicked the field goal to make it 24-0 and the fake punt. By far, the worst part of that game for Bill O'Brien was like 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The score is 48-31. It's fourth and three from midfield, and he was going to punt it. He was going to punt it. And Deshaun Watson comes over and was like, "Coach, you know they kind of scored 7 touchdowns in a row, right?" And then they called timeout, and then he goes for it. But his instinct was to punt it. Are you? You're down 17, and the other team literally just scored 7 touchdowns in a row, and he was going to punt it and had to use a timeout? I mean, that was the one where I thought, okay, this guy does not know what he's doing. Deshaun Watson had to talk him out of it. I've never seen anything like it. I don't think the Titans have to score 50, but I also think that they can't score 14. You know, everybody praises them for how they beat the Patriots, 14-13. They only got past the 40-yard line twice, and they're very fortunate that they scored touchdowns both of those times to win that game 14-13. So, yes, I think they have a good formula. I don't think they're going to give up anything cheap or deep. I don't think Dean Pease and Vrabel will allow that. I do think they're going to run the heck out of the ball and try to play keep away. But even if you play keep away in the NFL, Mahomes is going to get 9, maybe 10 possessions. You got to think he's going to score at least 24, 27 points, right? I mean, in 9 possessions, the Chiefs are going to score on half of those, you'd have to think, or at least 4 of them. So if you're the Titans, I still think you got to get to at least 24, 27 points to have a chance. So you can run the heck out of the ball with Derrick Henry, but you better score touchdowns when you get in the red zone because you're not going to win this game 14-13.
Thanks, Ross.
Great point. Thanks, Ross.
All right, see you, dudes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.